COVID-19 cases are spreading across the U.S., with particularly high rates in parts of New England. Beds are in short supply, and many doctors are exhausted. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on how the surge is overwhelming one emergency room in southwestern New Hampshire.
My Monadnock Community Hospital in Peterborough is among many confronting a dramatic rise in COVID-19 cases.
Any signs or symptoms of the COVID?
None.
Any exposure that you
know? None that I know of.
Beautiful.
This is a small regional hospital, which this community depends on for medical emergencies, but it's been swamped by a wave of COVID-19 infections.
What we're seeing is just unprecedented.
Dr. Eric Lasky is the medical director of the emergency department at Monadnock. Lasky says his department is seeing more COVID cases than at any point since the pandemic began.
Yesterday was quite possibly the worst shift, and it's been getting progressively worse, where I saw over half of the patients I saw were positive for COVID. Several were very ill. We had a patient who was young, 38, on high-flow oxygen, very close to needing intubation all day. We could not find a bed.
And how's she doing now?
Well, I hope she's still alive. Basically, we're managing this person all day in the ER.
Typically, when very sick patients come in, Lasky's job is to stabilize them and then move them to a larger hospital. He has a list of some 30 hospitals to call, but lately, they rarely have room.
Right now, we have every bed in a 5-state area filled. Local hospitals, regional hospitals, this New Hampshire, then Vermont, then Massachusetts, and Maine, Connecticut, even as far as Albany, New York. This has been 6 months. We've been struggling to find beds.
COVID infections are soaring in many states, with rates especially high in New England, despite higher than average vaccination rates. New Hampshire now has one of the highest infection rates in the country, and many hospitals across the state are struggling to keep up. Medical experts say it's due in part to the cold weather, which drives people indoors where the coronavirus spreads more easily. Daniel Purley, chief medical officer at Monadnock, fears infections could climb even higher as winter sets in and people gather for the holidays.
This is going to only get worse after the Christmas and the New Year coming up. I think we haven't seen the worst of this yet, unfortunately.
Purley also says too many people remain unvaccinated. Eric Lasky, the ER doctor, says the vast majority of his patients, especially the sickest ones, didn't get the shot.
And you ask them the question. You say, are you vaccinated? And they say no. And you just leave it there. And some will say, well, can I get vaccinated now? And you say, no, it's a little too late for that. You know, it's very frustrating from our perspective, seeing something that is actually preventable and something that would actually shorten the duration of the pandemic.
About 2/3 of New Hampshire residents are fully vaccinated. That's above the national average, but it's the lowest rate in New England. Andy Smith directs the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, which has tried to find out why. Smith says his polling found that 1 in 5 New Hampshire residents say they won't get the shot no matter what.
It's not changing even as cases go up again, as deaths go up again. They're just not going to be budged about why it's important for them to get vaccinated.
You know what I honestly think? It's because they don't like to be told what to do. They're like, nobody's telling me what to do.
Lorraine Stenerson is 74 from New Ipswich, New Hampshire. She says she was among those who refused to get vaccinated, but then she got COVID. She was sick to her stomach. She struggled to breathe and ended up at Monadnock Community Hospital for 11 days. She's doing better now and tells anyone who will listen to get vaccinated.
I know it's a choice, but I do feel, you know what, I've learned my lesson. I have had so many friends die from it, and I'm like, you just got to really take this serious.
Studies show vaccination rates are especially low in rural counties. In New Hampshire, the live free or die state, there's also a streak of libertarianism, which embraces the primacy of personal choice. But doctors here say the individual choice not to get vaccinated is having dire consequences for their neighbors. Hospitals filling up with COVID patients, other medical care delayed as doctors and nurses become exhausted and leave the profession. All this at a time when hospitals across the region are already stretched thin.
So it's a convergence of problems. We have more patients, more critically ill patients, and much less staff to support the process. Mm.
Cynthia McGuire is the CEO of Monadnock Community Hospital. She says when fully staffed, her hospital has about 580 employees. But now there are some 90 vacancies.
Many individuals have chosen to leave healthcare. We have burnout of our staff. They've been working long hours for almost 2 years now, trying to care for the patients that we're seeing.
Like many other hospitals, Monadnock is having trouble finding workers. That has a lot to do with the pandemic and the relentless pressure of COVID. With winter approaching and the emergence of more infectious variants like Omicron, doctors here worry that pressure will only continue to grow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.